Welcome to the Global Gaming Business Podcast, where you hear about the business of the casino entertainment industry from the people who make it happen. I'm Roger Gross, the publisher of GGB, and this week we feature a discussion with Anika Howard, the Senior Director for Product Marketing for Mobile, PlaySpot, and North America Sports Betting for IGT, on being named one of the 25 people to watch in the January issue of GGB. The GGB podcast is brought to you by iGamingPlayer.com, the leading affiliate marketing service for online and land-based casinos in North America.
Strange world desire to make foolish people. I never dreamed that I...
Anika Howard has always wanted a career tied to technology. She got the break she needed when she was recruited for the President's Associate Program at Harrah's Entertainment, where she helped open the permanent Harrah's Casino in New Orleans. She later took on responsibilities for interactive programs at Caesars, where she developed innovative interactive marketing campaigns that increased profitability and drove hotel occupancy. She also developed strategies for online advertising, social media, email marketing and acquisition, and online customer service. Since joining IGT, Howard is responsible for the overall strategy and marketing responsibilities for expanding IGT's mobile and sports betting services and solutions in North America. She spoke with me at the IGT headquarters in Las Vegas on the occasion of being named one of GGB's 25 people to watch for 2018.
What a wicked game to play. Make me feel this way.
Anika Howard, thanks for joining us on the GGB podcast. It's nice to meet you. I've heard so many things about you, and I'm glad we can sit down and talk together.
Oh, I'm looking forward to it. Likewise.
So I was reading your bio, and I was interested to see that you were a president's associate at Caesars. That program is such a powerful program. A lot of the members, high-level members of the industry went through that. I think it's Phil Satre started
Phil
it years
Satre's
ago.
Phil Satre's program. He was my mentor. Yeah.
Right, okay. And it's a great program. I know Tim Wilmot went through it, now the chairman of the AGA. So it's a very important program. So what did you get out of that program?
So for me, it was very interesting. So I was very fortunate that the President's Associate Program was my first introduction into the casino industry. Mm-hmm. So I joined and did my rotation in New Orleans for Harrah's New Orleans, and so at the casino that's now at the base of Canal.
Right, yeah.
And I was part of that opening team. And it was very...
Did you open it when it was on in Armstrong Park there?
No. So I started kind of the second time,
the history of that.
So I was part of kind of the final, kind of the second team that opened it. So when I joined as a president's associate, not really having any... background in the casino industry, like from hard hat to the opening.
Sure,
so it's a very, very unique experience for me. And I think what I got out of it most, in addition to lifelong friends, were the importance of being empathetic and being humble.
Mm-hmm.
As a president's associate, you go through the entire organization. So you, from kind of learning valet to all the different areas. And so I was struck by how hard working the different groups are, and how much goes into making a casino an experience that people want to come and see. And also I struck how willing people were to work with me and help and teach me. And so I think that was a big piece of it, and I think that stuck with me as a professional, as a leader in the industry. And I think that's one of the core kind of tenets that I took away with me when I finished the rotation.
Sure, it's a very unique experience, and you might have gone through great colleges. I'm sure you went to a great college and got a big degree. But when you get thrown into the line
items, it's really something that makes you appreciative. And like I said, it's a humbling experience. Mm-hmm. It's very good.
So what led you into the technology side of the business?
And so I think for me, I've got the interactive bug very, very early on. So when I went to school, I went with the intention of wanting to go into the interactive field. Mm-hmm. And the President's Association helped make me merge that experience, saying that I wanted to do interactive for casino.
Sure.
But for me, I always like that intersection of technology and innovation and experience.
Right.
Because I believe that technology is definitely a way to make things better, to create experiences and opportunities and efficiencies that you otherwise couldn't do. and kind of seeing all the different ways that you can do that in the casino industry just made me feel like that was the path that I wanted to take.
Sure, sure, no question. You know, technology has changed the business, you know, over the years, but interactive technology in particular has really really made the industry change. What do you see technology and how do you see it impacting the industry over the next few years?
I mean, I think there are a number of things. I think the biggest impact that it will have is because it's changing players' expectations. Mm-hmm. And so as we look now as the advent of the smartphones and all the different technologies and all of the different way that technology are changing the way players interact in other parts of their lives, from you know being able to use your smartphone to get a Starbucks coffee to also you know using it in anything from you know boarding a plane to checking into a hotel to unlocking your room. So there's this expectation when customers come into a casino that that same type of convenience is something that they can carry along with them. And so I think that's going to be this whole idea of omni-channel and being able to have connected casino experiences are going to be really important.
Sure. Let's talk about the gambling side of it, first of all. You know, the iGaming sector has really grown a little bit slowly. I mean, I've been covering it for a few years, you know, where my company's involved in the New Jersey market there. It doesn't seem to be impacting land-based property, so just with the preliminary data. Do you think that trend will continue as people get more comfortable gambling online?
I mean, I think so. I remember early in my career when Caesars initially acquired World Series of Poker, and I think it was 2003, Chris Moneymaker won the World Series of Poker, and that was something that was tremendous because that was the first time an online poker player had won. And then you kind of see that, you know, that might not have been the only spark that kind of have now kind of created this really, really dynamic resurgence of poker, but it's something that has continued. And I feel, you know, in a similar way, we're going to see that with iGaming. There are ways and opportunities that allow players to kind of interact and engage and kind of get over that fear factor, that intimidation factor that I think makes this more accessible and more comfortable going on. And I think that's why we're seeing that it's not necessarily cannibalizing the traditional market. It's just kind of expanding that. And I think also in some cases you'll see that there's a parallel where there'll be some players that will, that's their comfort zone and that's where they'll continue, but that's not going to detract people that are more land-based players to not come.
It doesn't seem to be a detriment at all. It's actually, some of these new players are actually coming to a casino for the first
time. Exactly.
So let's talk about the social casinos. I mean, that's been a real phenomenon. I've been surprised to see that even some of the casinos in Atlantic City that are focusing, that have legal online gaming are focusing more of their attention on social casinos. Why do you think that is?
I mean, I think because it's a different model. I mean, just like you have players that are traditionally online gaming, you know, iGaming customers, you have customers that are specifically social casino players that kind of like that dynamic, they like the interaction. And when you look at just kind of that experience, it's a little bit different. It is more social. It's more competitive. And also when you look at, for example, MyVegas, it's another way. It's a promotional tool for casinos. It gives them the opportunity to allow customers to earn points and rewards to then redeem on property. And so it does help drive that that experience maybe even a little bit more than some of the traditional iGaming sites.
So here at IGT, you know, you recently sold Double Down, which was your principal social casino vehicle there. What are you doing now to service that need for your customers?
I mean, we're still content providers, and I think especially in that space, that's where IGT shines. And so we're still involved in social casino from a content provider perspective.
So you want to satisfy your customers.
We want to satisfy our customers, so we want to make sure that we still have the content that they want.
We were just talking about PlaySpot at MGM. That's a really exciting tool that's just starting right now. Is this one of the bellwethers of the future, things that where casino gaming is going?
Yes. I mean, I think initially, early on, there were a lot of questions about, you know, casinos and online gaming and would that kind of take off. And I think this is very, very similar, that at some point it's going to not necessarily be why, but why not? Mm-hmm. When we talk about earlier on, kind of I mentioned this whole idea of connected casino experiences, right. And that's really what PlaySpot is about. Mm-hmm. Our vision is to create kind of the next generation of that and to allow players to choose how they want to interact with casinos,
right.
And then give casinos the option to expand their gaming experience without necessarily having to expand their gaming floor.
Sure.
So I think that is the model that we're going to see. That's, you know, as the technology evolves and as casinos get more comfortable with that, that's going to continue.
Sure. So not only, I mean, right now I think it's just on the casino floor except for the sports betting app.
Yeah.
But this can expand off the casino floor in
yes.
certain the jurisdictions that will
yes,
allow
yes. You know, I mean, the whole idea of on-premise and on-premise gaming came mm-hmm. about because, you know, as the that there are not that many regulations for online gaming
sure.
in all of the other jurisdictions. So
mm-hmm.
this is an opportunity for you to kind of begin that experiment,
right.
if you
sure.
say,
right.
of getting customers comfortable with mm-hmm. with being more engaged on property. And then as the regulations change, it's mm-hmm. something that you can open up more broadly.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, this, you know, the goal of casinos is always to be able to touch your customer,
yeah.
you know, as often as you can.
Yeah.
So this gives them the opportunity to do that, I would imagine.
Yeah, absolutely.
Great. So you have some background in the lottery field, too. And,
yeah.
you know, you're working for a company now that just, you know, brought together
yeah.
the gaming and the lottery side. And, you know, another big company in the
yeah.
industry has done that as well. Do you see this this convergence continuing in the lottery and casino gaming or gaming in general coming closer together?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, one of the things that I love about my career is that I get a chance to just experience interactive on so mm-hmm. many different levels. And so a few years ago when we launched the iLottery product for Illinois and for Georgia, those
mm-hmm.
were my projects.
Okay.
So what I've learned from those projects is that it's really the same guiding principles that are that we're struggling with for iLottery
mm-hmm.
as we're doing for iGaming.
Right.
So it's still geolocation. It's
sure.
still kind of the user
mm-hmm.
experience. It's keeping them engaged. It's making sure that it's not cannibalizing
mm-hmm.
Kind of your traditional core business.
Right.
And so I find that it's really a complementary relationship between kind of the lottery and gaming because
right.
At the end of the day, I think for both lottery and casino, it's about creating these experiences
mm-hmm.
and kind of this giving customers the ability to say what if and
mm-hmm.
kind of have that moment of anticipation.
Sure, right.
And those are things that are consistent, you know, the whole idea of luck and winning are consistent in both.
Sure. And with a strong IGT content, you can actually go from the lottery side to the gaming
side
with the same themes, the same type of games?
No, absolutely. I mean, some of the things that we've seen is, you know, in terms of especially working with the core lottery teams on PlaySpot, for example. So
mm-hmm.
there's a PlaySpot lottery product
right.
in addition to a PlaySpot gaming product.
Mm-hmm.
They're also, when you look at kind of the scratchers and some of the interactive game mechanics,
right.
the whole idea of being able to do an iLottery scratch and win card to give it kind of the same kind of front-end experience of a casino game, but all the back-end logistics and logic of a core lottery product.
Mm-hmm.
So I think there are a lot of ways that we're learning from both
sure.
both groups.
I see. Great. So next week is the Supreme Court decision or a hearing, actually, on the sports betting case that New Jersey has brought to before them. Even though, you know, some people are saying it doesn't really matter that you know, what their decision is, there's enough momentum now to get sports betting approved through Congress. Where do you see IGT participating in the sports betting industry, you know, if it does become legal across the U.S.?
I mean, so I think that, you know, in some cases, you know, the sky's the limit.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what to expect. I do know that we're poised to be able to take advantage of that.
Sure.
We do have a very solid platform in
mm-hmm.
the IGT sports betting solution.
Right.
We've been partnering with MGM to make sure that product is appropriate for the U.S. market.
Mm-hmm.
And I think so we're ready when the opportunities come to take
okay.
advantage of them.
Well, I can tell you I have all the sports betting apps on my
phone.
Good. I have to have it to know
yes.
what they do.
So,
but
so
I do,
sure you have play MGM.
Use,
yes.
I do use the MGM more than the others because it's easy to do. It's much more intuitive than some of the others. You don't have to go back and forth.
And
so,
that's exactly what
yeah.
we were hoping
mm-hmm.
to do. I mean, a big part of what especially when we look at mobile, is really about creating experiences to make it easier for the user and making it more intuitive, and especially to taking away the intimidation factor.
Yeah. Okay. Great. So. Just one more question. I want to know what you think of where the IGT interactive side is going. Is it going to merge more with the casino side, the game side, than it has in the past because it's becoming such an important part of the company?
I think what and this is more Anika talking.
Right.
I think what will happen is that we'll see more opportunities to this omni-channel approach to be able to release titles on multiple platforms because I think that's what we've seen what casinos want and what the market wants. Mm-hmm. They want to be able to have the option to be able to kind of choose and select how the titles are presented, and that's what customers want too. Mm-hmm. So I do see that, I think in general manufacturers are going to have to start looking at how that game development cycle works and making sure that, in some cases, of course, I'm biased, I would say mobile first, but then making sure that at least mobile available.
Great. Well, Anika, it's great talking to you. Congratulations on being named one of the 25 people to watch for 2018. And we're going to certainly keep an eye on you over the future here because I think you got a bright future ahead of you.
Thank you very much. It's been my pleasure.
I never dreamed that I'd lose somebody like you.
We hope you enjoyed this edition of the GGV Podcast, brought to you by iGamingPlayer.com, the leading affiliate marketing service for land-based and online casinos in North America. To learn more about the gaming industry, visit GGBMagazine.com, or for a weekly update, visit GGBNews.com. Follow us on Twitter at Global Gaming Biz, or on LinkedIn and Facebook at Global Gaming Business Magazine. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next week on the Global Gaming Business Podcast.